Yesterday we discussed verses 28 and 29. This is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِّنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ. When your sustainer said to the angels, I am about to create a man from sounding clay which is made of fetid mud. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. Once I formed him and breathed into him of my spirit, fall down before him in prostration. Now we explained yesterday this sentence, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, fall down before him in prostration. We explained that this does not mean any sort of incarnation, waliyadu billah, or an embodiment of Allah. It's like the sun that says, I have bestowed my light on earth. It doesn't mean the sun's light has been separated from the earth. It doesn't mean that the earth is part of the sun. It means that the earth benefits from the light of the sun. So man benefits from Allah. That's why Allah says, Ruhi, my spirit, just to show how special a creation man is and how distinct a creation man is. Now, let's get on to the discussion about what is Ruh. You know, in Surah Banu Israel, Allah says that to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ, they ask you about the ruh, the soul. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي, say to them that it is from the command of Allah. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, I've been given very little knowledge in this regard. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has taken up the question that is the ruh a physical entity or is it just pure essence? There are different views in this matter. There's been a lot that has been written over the ages. Imam Ghazali, Imam Razi, other such mystic scholars of the opinion that it's not a physical entity. The ruh is pure essence. But the majority of the ulama say no, it is a physical entity, but it's highly refined. Highly refined. Then there's the view of Qadi Thanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah Ali, the famous scholar from the subcontinent, who wrote the famous Tafsir al-Madhari. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi quotes at length from Tafsir al-Madhari. I have, alhamdulillah, I've been privileged to my Sheikh granted me the set of Tafsir al-Madhari as a gift. So anyway, it's a phenomenal Tafsir. Qadi Thanaullah says that the ruh is of two kinds, the higher one and the lower one, ulwi and sifli, right? The higher ruh is bereft of matter. It's not a physical entity, and it's a creation of Allah, the comprehension of whose reality is difficult. And this higher ruh is seen through illumination. It is sensed in the 5 degrees at the upper and lower levels. And that is the heart, the spirit, the mystery known as sir, the secret known as khafi, and the most secret known as akhfa. This is the higher ruh. It's not a physical thing. It's something that comes directly from Allah. The lower ruh, this is a physical thing. It's refined vapor from which emerges a combination of 4 elements for the human body. And that is fire, water, dust, and air. And this lower ruh is called the nafs. And Allah has made this lower spirit called the nafs a mirror of the higher spirit. In order to make this clear by an example, he says, if you were to hold a mirror against the sun, then despite that the sun is far away, its reflection comes into the mirror. And because of the light, the mirror also starts glowing like the sun. It even receives the heat of the sun. It could burn a piece of cloth. The same thing applies to the higher ruh. It's not physical, but it's pure and it's detached and it's elevated in its station and it's distant. Yet it reflects on the lower ruh. And the lower ruh becomes a subordinate of the higher ruh. So the lower ruh, which is identified as nafs or the self, is armed with the states and effects which is as it is acquired from the higher forms of spirit. And it first gets connected with the heart muscle of the human body. This connection itself is another name for life. Once the lower ruh, the nafs, the spirit, is detached from the heart, that is when a person passes on. And as long as it's in attached to the heart, it infuses in it life and cognitions which it has acquired from the higher ruh. The lower ruh then starts circulating through the person's veins and throughout the body and thus reaches every part of it. So this infusion of the lower spirit into the human body is what Allah is referring to when Allah says, I blew in man, meaning in the shape and the mode of Adam alayhi salam, from my own spirit. And like we said, Allah attributing the spirit to himself, mir ruhi, is to show the superior status of the human spirit out of the entire creation, because it has come into existence without any material substance, only under the divine court of Allah, a divine command of Allah. And it has the unique ability to accept and absorb the manifestations of divine light, an ability which does not exist in the spirit of any other living creature other than that of the human person. So the human has the higher ruh, which can absorb the manifestations of Allah, and that higher ruh guides the lower ruh. So in summary then, they say that dust is the dominant element in the creation of man, and that is why the creation of man has been attributed to clay. But the reality is that man is a combination of 10 elements, out of which 5 belong to the universe and the other 5 to the divine command. And that is where you get the split between the higher ruh and the lower ruh. The lower ruh is attached to the 5 elements of man that's related to earth. And the higher ruh is attached to the 5 elements of man that is attached to the divine command. So the elements of the universe are fire, water, dust and air. And the 5th is the refined vapor from these 4, which is called the nafs. And the 5 elements of the universe of the divine command are the heart, qalb, the spirit, ruh, mystery, sir, secret, khafi, and totally hidden, akhfa. And these are the points where the Naqshbandi Mashaykh also would make muraqabah, etc. It's a bit technical, a bit detailed, but at the same time, very, very interesting, and gives us a bit more insight into this whole element of ruh.